Okay, today's mitzvah is Tafresh Mitzvah 600. We have reached the 600 mark. Unbelievable. And today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of dealing and saving oneself from a rodef. The mitzvah lahatzil hanirdaf, says the Torah. Now towards the end of Parshas Kisaitse, Ki natsu anashim yachdav ishva achiv, two people are fighting. V'karva eisha so echad, and the wife of one of them comes close. Lahatzil es isha miyad makehu, to save the other person, to save her husband from the other attacker. V'shalcha yadav echzika bimvushav, she grabs him, she sends her hand and grabs him, and is putting him in tremendous pain. And the assumption is, the case is, according to these Monia mitzvos, that it is pikuach nefesh. V'katoses kapa, lo sochasinecha, literally chop off her hand, do not have compassion on her. What does that mean, v'katosa es kapa? This is a machlokas rishonim between Rashi, Pashtus, and the Rambam. Rashi says, this is not a mitzvah. What does v'katoses kapa mean? Rashi says, mamon, demei boshato. This is not an issue of pikuach nefesh, according to Rashi, this is an issue of embarrassment. Embarrassment, when the woman reaches for the other man and grabs him in a place which is very embarrassing to him, so she was mevayishim. So as we know, for chavala, there are five payments. Nezek tzar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. This is boshes. Mamon demei boshato. Hakol lafia mevayish v'amispayish, says Rashi, based on who the embarrasser and who the embarrassed is. O eno ela yadam amish, you might think it means literally chopping off the arm. Namar kan lo sachos v'namar lahalon. Beidem zomin lo sachos. Malahalon mamon afka mamon. We don't believe in this type of punishment. Just like ayin tachas ayin means money, shein tachas shein, so too, v'katzosas kapa means money. According to Rashi, this is not a specific mitzvah. There is an idea, according to Rashi, of rodef, but that's not here. Rodef is learned out from Bava Machteres, it's learned out from other stories in the Torah, but not learned out from here. That is Rashi. But if you look in the Rambam, and you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, they count this pasuk as a mitzvah asei d'oraisa, and a mitzvah slos asay. Today we do the asay. The Rambam tells us in mitzvah reish mem zayin, shetzivanu lahatzil hanirdaf. We are commanded to save the nirdaf, somebody who is being attacked, somebody who is being a victim. Afilu benafsho sharodev, even if it means we have to kill the attacker. Klomar, shanu mitzuvim laharok harodev. Imlo nucha lahatzil hanirdaf, ela benefesh harodev. If we see Reuven going to kill Shimon, we have a right and a mitzvah to kill Reuven, unless we could save him by breaking Reuven's arm. But if we can't do it by breaking the arm, we could only save him by killing Reuven, then there is a mitzvah. Self-defense, not only self-defense, others' defense. V'amar Yisrael v'katzoses kapa, and the Rambam quotes the Sifri. V'loshen Sifri bimbushav, ma mivushav miyuchad, sheyesh ba sakadas defashas. That's the Medrash. If just like mivushav is something that's pikuach nefesh, harehu so to anything that's pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to do. His lacha inyun hatzivui hazeh. This is the tzivui. This is the mitzvah asei daraisa, according to the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch as well. Let's read it. The Sefer HaChinuch says, following the Rambam as he always does, as he has the first 600 mitzvahs here, shenitz tavinu la'atzla nirdaf miyad mishe yir defeyu lahargo. If somebody's going to kill another person, we have a mitzvah to kill the attacker. V'yafilu benefesh harodev, klomar. Shana mitzuvim laharog harodev, im lo nucha lahatzil anirdav, elim kin harog harodev. That's the only way that we could save him. V'yalzeh nemar, that's the positive v'katoses, kapa lo sachos inech. And he quotes the Medrash, meaning he's quoting the Rambam, he's quoting the Medrash. And he finishes off, even though the pasuk says, isha, wife, v'zesh amar akasav eishes ha'echad, dibra akasav behove, that's just saying, that's common. Shishto shel adam et slo tamid. A person's wife is always by him. Umishtadeles lahatzilo miyad makel b'chal kocha. She's going to try to save him. Aval hu adim b'chal adam, it really applies to all. And the Rambam says this as well in Hilchos Rotzeach. What's interesting is the Ravid's comment. Very unclear what the Ravid means here. The Rambam says this. Let's read it again in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perak Aleph, Halacha, Vav, Zayin, Ches. In Hilchos Rotzeach, in Shmiras HaNefesh, the Rambam altogether has 17 mitzvos. He has 7 asays and 10 los asays. So what are some of the mitzvos? So one of the mitzvos here is the one that we're talking about, is that you are mitzuveh to save the person that is going to be killed. That's what he has in Hilchos Rotzeach. Says the Rambam, Right here. Ketzan. Im hiziro v'ariu rodif acharav. You gave him a warning. We'll have to get to that. And he keeps running. Af al bishalo kibel olav asra. Even though he wasn't mekabel asra. Right? This is an exception to the rule. Usually, when Bezdin puts somebody to death, is only after kabalas hasra. You warn them and he says, amanas kenani oseh. Rodif is an exception. You have to say it. You have to say it. And achar to say, don't stop killing him or I'm going to kill you. Even if he doesn't respond. He just keeps going. That's enough. Kivan sha'adayin hu rodef hareze nerak. That's important for the sugya of Hasra. If he doesn't accept it, then what's the purpose of Hasra? How do you know he heard you? How do you know he understood you? Doesn't matter. Vim yecholon hatzilo be'ever me'evari harodef. If you could hit him, if you could break his leg, you have to do that. But if not, vim einon yecholon lachavein. V'lo lahatzilo. Ela imkein hargu l'rodef hare'elu harganoso. V'af al pishadayin lo harak. Even though he didn't kill. Even though he didn't kill yet. Because it says that, our pasuk, says the Ravid. Amar Avram, very unusual Ravid. Usually we read the Ravid, we expect the Ravid to jump on the Rambam. This is wrong, how can you say this? The Rambam just quotes this halacha. What does the Ravid say? Amar Avram, b'sifri kadarish lahachi. In the sifri they darshan it, like this. Okay, so what does he mean? So he's just saying, in the sifri, he's giving the makar. The Ravid never does that. The Migdal Oz is the commentary in the bottom of the Rambam, and he is constantly, no matter what the Rambam says, he says the Rambam is right, and let me explain it. Right, the Marshal in one spot, in the Amshal Shlomo, he gets very angry with the Migdal Oz. He says, I don't understand. If you want to be someone who explains a Masvir, so then at least be fair and honest. And sometimes where it's difficult for the Rambam, don't say the Rambam is the only one that makes sense. And that's what the Migdal Oz always does. He always says the Rambam is the best, the Rambam is the best. You could say that I think this is unusual, but this must be what he means. Like the Ramban says sometimes. The Ramban in Hagdama to the Mochamos Hashem, where he sets out to defend the Rif from the attacks of the Baal Amar, he says, there are times, Rabosai, that I am going to agree with the Baal Amar. I think the Rif is going to be difficult. I'll explain what I think what he meant, but it's going to be difficult. So that's being very honest. But Migdal Oz, you always say the Rambam's right. So that's very difficult. That's the Marshal's taina on the Migdal Oz. But here the Migdal Oz quotes the Ravid, and what does he say? He says, "Va'ani omer yashakoach shalamadnu makomo." Thank you. The Ravid's giving the makor for the Rambam. Yes, the Ravid. You don't need the Ravid for that. The Rambam himself quotes the makor and Sefer HaMitzvos. The Gamshavgar Pirshu Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. That's the Migdal Oz. There's got to be something deeper. As Achronim note, it's got to be that the Ravid is arguing with the Rambam. But how? It could be that the Gemara sounds like Rashi. It's a heter. It's not exactly a chiyuv, a mitzvah. It's a heter. You don't count it as a mitzvah. So maybe that's what the Ravid is driving at. This is the Sifri. Why did the Rambam pass it like the Gemara? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says like Rashi. So why does he pick the Sifri over the Gemara? That might be the problem with the pshat of the Ravid, what his problem is with the Rambam. If you look in the Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau for the Rav Saadia Gaon, he is machalik. He is machalik between the assay and the los assay. And Rav Saadia Gaon, this is in page 349 in volume 3, in the mammoth Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau set explaining Rav Saadia Gaon, he says it's the Dover Tamua because the Rav Saadia Gaon puts the assay amongst the chiyuvim upon Bezdin, and he puts the los assay in the chiyuvim incumbent upon individuals. So he says, I don't understand. If you hold like Rashi, they should both be related to Bezdin. Demei Boshes, to make sure the person pays what he's supposed to pay. If you say like the Rambam, that it's personal, it should both be personal. So says Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau, it must be that he's b'chalik between the Asay and the Los Asay. Chilku ha-mitzvah l'shnei inyonim. Umanu Asay l'inyin tashlumei mamon. Demei Boshes b'minyan parshios. V'los Asay d'los achos einecha. Manu l'inyin atzalas anirdaf. B'minyan alavim. K'dei shiyu nechlalim b'chlal mitzvah zu atzibur v'hayachid kol echad b'mitzvah she'alav. Big chiddush. Maybe it's the Rambam and Rashi are both correct. One for the assay, and one for the los assay. Good. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he starts opening up our eyes to a lumdish question that we have to have, and all the Achronim have in the sugya of Rodef, right here. And that is, the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by the language of the Rambam, Afalpi. The Rambam says, you're allowed to kill him, even though he didn't kill yet. Shneimar v'kasos haskapa. Says the Kesef Mishnah, what do you mean, even though he didn't kill yet? What does that mean? Ain lashon afal pi noachli da adaraba mibnei shelo harag adayin husha hargin. But the point is, they're killing him because he didn't kill yet. If he killed already, they wouldn't be able to put him to death. They have to wait till Bezdin accepts testimony. What do you mean afal pi? Afal pi means this counter pressure here. This isn't counter pressure. It should be they're allowed to kill him because. Because he didn't kill yet, not since. Says the Kesef Mishnah. De ilu kvar hargu einan marshoim lahargo. Vitzarach lomar, he says, you're right, you must have to understand the Rambam not as a normal afalpi, but as a kivan. De hachi kamar, kivan shelo harag lohaya roi lahargo. The afalpi kin hargo nosokidil hatzlas and nirtaf. What's the Kesef Mishnah drive again? This language of kivan and afalpi might be going to the crux and the root question that's asked by many achronim. I'll read it to you from the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe, one of the greats, in the world of brisk in terms of the Chakiris, of Moshe Sokolovsky, he writes in Simulamid in the Ha'ara, the following Chakira. He says, why are we allowed to kill a Rodef? This mitzvah, what's the lundus? Why is a Rodef allowed to be killed? Is it that the Rodef is Chayiv Misa? Usually we think that a person is only Chayiv Misa after they do something. The Chiddush HaTorah is even a Misa Redifa La'asos. Maisa Ritzicha, that also is an act that's Chayav Misa. In other words, it's an Onesh. He didn't do it yet. No, he did it already. He did it already. Just running after is he did it already. What? You're right. Once he kills, so then he did it already, but then you have to go through the regular channels of Beis Din. But if he didn't do it yet, the Chiddush HaTorah, as we'll see, only by two Averis. If somebody's running to do Avodah Zarah, somebody's running to do Chil Shabbos, you can't kill him. You have to wait till he does it and bring it to court. Only by two Averis, by Ritzicha and Arayos, only by those two do we say that we're allowed to kill him, Rodef. So why is that? So Tzad Echad is that because he's Chayav Misa, because he already did something. Like every rotzeach is chayev after he does the avera, kain berodef lertzoach nefesh mikri mechuyev misa al redifaso umotel hargo koda misa, even before he did the act, because he already did the act. Is that how we look at this mitzvah? This mitzvah? Oh no! To hu rak mishum hatzolas hanirdaf. Don't focus on the Rodef, focus on the Nirdaf. It's not about punishing him, it's about saving him. It's all about Hatzalah. That's the Chakira. That's the Chakira. And the Achronim bring both sides of the issue as sources. So for example, what if a child, a katan is going to kill somebody? The Gemara says you're allowed to kill the child. If a katan is going with a knife to kill somebody, so he's also Yeshlov Din Rodef, you're allowed to kill him. So a katan is not shayach that he's chayiv misa. It's not shayach that we're going to punish him. He's not chayiv misa yet. So muchach, from that halacha, it seems like that it is a din of hatzala. Muchach, says the Imre Moshe, al karcha b'chuvi shem hatzala tanir taflachud mutal hargo. Number one. Number two, the Mishnah that we're going to get to soon, the Mishnah that the Rambam and the Chinuch quotes, and that is when it comes to a child being born. Before the child goes out, if the child is endangering the life of the mother, as we know, you're allowed to do, and you're obligated to do an abortion then, because he's endangering the life of the mother. And the Rambam uses the Lashon, the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Rodef. Rodef. Once the child's head is out, no, you can't touch him. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem. A Noginbo. And the Gemara there discusses that's an exception to the rule. Mishamaya Karad File. So, again, Imre Moshe says there's no din misa on this child. There's no chiyav. He's doing it. He doesn't have any intention. He's misasik. He's not even involved in it. It's grumma. So he says you have to say he's a din of hatzala. The focus of this din is hatzala. So it doesn't matter if it's a child or even if it's an embryo. Still, you are allowed to save. That's on the one hand. But on the other hand, there's a halacha that these halachas apply to non-Jews as well. B'nei Noach, the Gemara tells us, on Daf Nun Zayin, Ben Noach Sharadav Acher Ben Noach Mutar Lahargo. And there's no mitzvah Vatsala there. No mitzvah Vatsala specifically by a Ben Noach, and yet Rodef, the heter of killing a Rodef, applies. So it's included in Shvi, and there's no Shvichas Damim here. Right, that's the Chiddush, so that sounds like it is an Onesh. So says the Imre Moshe, you have to say this both. You have to see this both. Umuchach, the yesh berodef shnei dinim, b'had the mutar lahargo, ha'echad mepnei hatzalas hanirdaf, v'habeis the chalol of din chiyav misa. Number one, to save the nirdaf. Number two, to punish the rodef. Ulefize yesh lomar, dinihi digama ide grama mutar lahargas harodef. And that's why even ide grama. What do you mean grama? If the rodef is going to indirectly, he's not going to actually kill the Jews. He's going to do it indirectly. You also apply rodef there. Why is that? Must be that there's a din of hatzala, because you're not chayiv to do something like de grama, even if you mamish to receive chayiv de grama. You're not chayiv misa. So here, rodev de grama for sure is not chayiv misa. So again, that shows there's a din of hatzala. Where do we see that there's an idea of grama? That's a fascinating Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Ches. What happened? Reb Shila gave Malkus to someone who is Boel Mitzris. Someone who is Boel, a Egyptian woman. Azal achar bekirti bemalka. Somebody told on Rav Shela. Somebody spread the word, slandered. Amar, ika chagavar biyudoi dekadayin dina below hermana demalka. There's somebody amongst the Jews that is judging cases inappropriately. So they sent the message to him, and they say to him, Amri lei my taima nagdati lahai. Why do you give malkas to him? Amar lahu debal chamarta. Because he was bald, bestiality. He was with a donkey. And even they, oh, that's disgusting. Amri le Yisrasad, you have witnesses for that? Amar lehuin, he says, yes. Eliyahu Navi comes in, as he always does when he's needed. Izmi le ke'inish fasid, and he testified. Amri le Yihachi Bakhtalu. Well, I guess you're right then. But why'd you give him Malkus then? He's Chayiv Misa. Even we would say he's Chayiv Misa. Amar lehu, so he answered of Shela, well, we don't do Dinei Nefashos anymore, since we left our land. Anan miyome de galinan me'arin, leslan b'shusel l'miktal asun, madbisan avidube, your honor, right, Caesar, you do what you want, we don't kill, since we left. So Pata Rav Shela, Amar L'cha Hashem, Agdu L'Gvura, and Rav Shela started praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving him, for sending Eliyahu HaNavi. Amri lei, Maika Amrit, What are you saying? He starts praising a pasuk. Amar lehu, hachi kamina berich rachmana. Do you have machus of arki, machus of derakia? I'm praising you. I'm praising. Thank God, there's government and rule in this world, just like there is in Shemayim. And they say, wow, you really think that way? He says, yeah, I think that way. So then they gave him a kofa. They gave him a whip. They gave him a whip, a makalarados, because they were so impressed with him. Amru lei, don dina. They said, basically, you know what? You could be a judge. You can be a judge. We won't bother you anymore. When he was leaving, Amar Lehu Gavra, Avid Rachmana Nisa Lashikri, this man that tattletailed, he all of a sudden says, wow, I can't believe these miracles were done to somebody who lies and makes up stories. Amar Lehi says, Russia! I didn't lie. Lav Chamri Yikru? The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Bsar, Bsar Chamorim Bsaram. Egyptians, the old Egyptians are compared to Bsar Chamorim. So he said, well, I didn't lie. So he sees he's going back to tell the king that insult. Chazi de kazal amemra lehu de karinu chamri. Amar, here's the line. Hi, rodefu! Vatara amar, and bala harga, chashkim lahargo. He's a rodef! I better kill him! Machi bakufa vakatle. Then he goes and kills him. What's the importance of that Gemara? A lot of points. But number one is that he was a rodef ayde grama. He wasn't going to kill the Jews. He was going to tell the Caesar, and he was going to put the Jews' lives in danger. But ayde grama, how is he chayiv? It must be a din of hatsava, and not just a din of Onesh of Achiyav Misa. Well, my Nafgamina ends off the Imre Moshe. Kimle Bidrabamine. We know the principle of Misa and Mamon. Misa patrus Mamon. That is only if you have a case where there is a Achiyav Misa on the person. A Achiyav Misa patrus Achiyav Mamon, suggests the Imre Moshe. But if it's just the Misa because you're saving the other, Hatzalah, so then Lechora, it would be there would not be Kimle B'drabimine there. By the way, another nafkamina between them would be the halacha of Nita Latzilo Be'echon Me'evarav. If it's about an onesh, who cares how I could save him? If he's chayiv misa, he's chayiv misa. But if it's a din of hatsala, if I could save him in a lesser way without killing the other person, then that's what I should have to do. So that is a major discussion. Why am I mentioning this now? Because maybe that's the afalpi of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam says, you kill him even though he didn't do anything. What do you mean the even though? Maybe the Rambam is emphasizing that it has an onesh element. Usually you have to have done something, even though he didn't kill him yet. It's still called that he did something. So that is the important point regarding the Lundus. Good, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Let's continue to do some of this, and then Bezashon will get to the next mitzvah also. We'll have 2 days regarding Rodef, because also 601 is about the Losase. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Lefisha Hashem Yisparachu Baraha Olam V'ratzah B'Yishuvo. Hashem wants a functioning society. V'Yishuvah Olam Yiskayim B'Teshuas HaChalash Me'Archazak Mimenu. Society continues to function when we have people who save those who are oppressed, who are victims. V'od ki anir daf la'olam einav v'libo al Hashem l'oshiyo me'ad rodfo. And the victims and the oppressed always look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for salvation. So if you're in the right place at the right time and you can save, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you there for a reason. And that's how you have to look at it, and therefore you shouldn't say, oh, I'm going to have Rachmanis on him, that's going to be the Isser tomorrow. No, there's a mitzvah say to take care of him. And again, the chinuch continues, if taking care of him means by killing him, that's what you have to do. If not, then you're not allowed to kill him. If you could save him by breaking his leg, by breaking his arm, then obviously you have to do that. After Hasra, you have to give Hasra. The Menachas Chinuch notes in Oz Beis, you try to give Hasra. If you can't give Hasra, okay, but you have to try to give Hasra in that way, even though he doesn't have to accept the the hasra. That's what the Chinuch says a little bit later. Sha'av avishlo kibel hasra, b'kibben shehisru bov u'adayin rodeif, ein lo damim u'mutar lehargo. A couple of other details regarding rodeif, we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, the issue of abortion and the rodeif by a woman, we'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. But the Chinuch says, towards the end, very important, as we said outside before, ve'chad ha-rodeif achar chavir lehargo, achar kol ha-raya she'ish bo karis, lebo alon. Rodeif is by any time a person is running to murder or to commit arayos. Any arayos sheish bo kares. Meaning, chayve kares or worse. But, if somebody is rodeif achar habehema, to go commit bestiality, or he's going to do any other aveir in the Torah, avodah zarah, chilul Shabbos, any of them, you're not allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to kill him in that case. That's not rodeif. Ein harken osar sheyavar aveiros shadon osar bebezdin. Shebishtei aveiros elu levad. Only by those two aveiros, ba kabbalah shematzilon osar benevesh rodeif. Only by these two do we have a special kabbalah. Avo bekol shar aveiros shebetorah, by all other aveiros, you bring him to bezdin, and you judge him afterwards. It can't be that every time you see somebody not doing aveir, you're going to kill them. No. There's an idea of bezdin. Bezdin is kofin, lasos mitzvah. Or force in certain cases, but for a private person to take the laws of rodeif to any other type of aveira, that is not acceptable. This applies always, men and women. And if somebody violates and lets a rodeif do what he can when he could have been in a situation where he could have saved him, he's mevatel this mitzvah, and his onish is great. Ki'ilu hu ma'abi nefesh miyisrael, as if he killed him, he gets a little credit. In a bad way for this, because he could have saved the day. Okay, this was the Asay of Rodeif. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll get to the Los Asay of Rodeif and the issues from the Mishnah in Misachas Alos, which talks about Isha Hamakasha Leleg.